People are still recovering from the tragic shooting at Marshall County High School. And in this time, does psychological research offer us any paths forward?
I think it can help, but nothing can take away the pain and the sense of loss that is still here with us. And I, you know, want to start by just sending my heartfelt condolences to everyone who's been affected by this tragedy. You know, psychological science, you know, sometimes we want our science to give us more than it can. You know, we want something that can give us answers and closure and you know, to push us beyond the tragedy. And we don't have that. But what we do have are some recommendations. These are based from the American Psychological Association, which has provided guidelines and ways to help folks and the community come together and find a path forward after tragedy. And, you know, the first thing to kind of know that it's okay to talk about it, and it's going to take some time. You know, in the aftermath of an event like this, you know, there are lots of strong emotions coming around. And, you know, those emotions aren't always the same. It can go from sadness to anger to numbness to, you know, to sorrow, regret, fear. All of those sort of emotions are stirring around. And, you know, one thing we can do within ourselves is make space for it, but we can also, you know, as a community come together and make space for those emotions as well. And that's where talking about it or offering places to share and check in with each other can be really important.
Is it always correct to talk about it, or maybe not always, but is it a generally accepted way forward to directly talk about the events that cause the stress?
Well, you know, I think balance is key, right? Yes, you know, we want to acknowledge what happened and acknowledge our feelings, and, you know, parents create a space for children to talk about it and come together and talk with our neighbors and community members and friends. And, you know, when a tragedy happens, it's easy to become just overwhelmed completely by these emotions and what happened. So finding some sense of balance can be important. Finding ways, you know, especially to take care of ourselves when it comes to, you know, sleeping, eating, you know, balancing time with exercise, those sorts of things, that self-care can be especially important in these times. And sometimes it can actually be helpful really to take a break, to sort of take time for yourself and whatever that space may be, whether it's, you know, finding a book to read, going for a walk, playing a game with your kids or your loved ones, finding a way to create some space away from this as well. So it's a balance of both. It's acknowledging and opening up and experiencing and allowing yourself to have the emotions that are there, but also not getting completely overwhelmed by them.
What else can people in our region who weren't directly affected by the tragedy, but who may know someone who is, what can we do to help them?
Right. Well, one of the things that can be helpful for us and for those affected is find ways to help and give back. We know that, you know, contributing to the community and in whatever way that could be, from donating your time, money, resources, or just checking in on a neighbor or starting a conversation with someone who you see but don't really always talk to, those things can be ways to help, right? Focusing sort of more broadly towards the community can be a way to kind of help others, you know, help do something productive, to make something happen that's good in the world. And, those don't have to be grand steps. Those can be very small things. Something as simple as a hello or just a kind greeting at a grocery store can really go a long way at a time like this. You know, and I think part of this is just, you know, creating space and you know, recognizing that this isn't something that's going to change right away. Right, that you're creating room for these feelings, you're creating space to talk about them with others and gain support, and looking for ways to grow, right? Looking for ways to make connections, to, you know, find things that can help sustain and support yourself through faith, through church, through community, through whatever that might be for you. And looking for ways to give back, to connect with the community and get a sense that even in the midst of this horrible tragedy, there can be goodness and there can be meaningful connections out there to make.
And no one grieves on the same timeline. No one reacts to tragedy in the same way. Are there any hints for coworkers, maybe employers, or for students at school, administrators, anything that they should keep in mind during this period?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think some of that is recognizing that other folks might be in a different place than you, right? You know, we talk about this idea of stages of grief. And then, you know, it's not the case that it's a linear process. We don't go through one to the other. Sometimes you can cycle back. So while someone might be numb to it and tuning it out or making jokes about other things, you know, for someone who's really experiencing an intense emotion, that can be difficult for them to see. But I think recognizing that we're all, you know, in this community grieving in our own way and making space for everyone and offering support and meeting people where they're at right now can be really important. And, you know, I think compassion can be something we can offer here. Compassion is an answer in some ways. It's not, doesn't solve this, it doesn't make it go away, but it's something we can offer to ourselves and ways we can find to offer it to others during this difficult time.
Is a tragedy like a shooting different from, say, a natural disaster in the way that people react to it long term in their recovery?
You know, it can be. Every event like this is different. It can be the case that, you know, folks might respond in different ways. But in general, we know that even with one event, no one person responds the same as someone else. So where, you know, some, you know, might be living this for quite some time, others might, may not. And, you know, and another thing to know is that, you know, talking and doing these steps can be helpful, but something that can also be helpful is recognizing when it might be good idea to reach out and get other resources in the community. You know, I think it's been wonderful to see the community come together and opening up, providing counseling, offering those services. And, you know, for folks who out there who are thinking that, you know, maybe someone to talk to would help, those resources are there. And that can be a really important thing to reach out to at this time as well.